This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. As aid groups brace for an Israeli ground offensive in southern Gaza, Egypt is scrambling to try to broker a new ceasefire deal. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the renewed diplomacy.
Egypt sent a delegation to Israel Friday to press Israel not to enter Rafah in southern Gaza and instead focus on a ceasefire deal that would see the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Now, a top Hamas official says the group is studying the latest proposal from Israel and will soon respond. The official did not provide details of what's being negotiated. Up to now, talks have centered on a six-week truce with the release of about 40 of the 133 hostages and the release of hundreds of Palestinians from Israeli jails. The U.S. has accused Hamas of holding up the deal. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The first week of testimony wrapped up this week in the New York criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. He's charged with falsifying business records to hide a payment to an adult film star just before the 2016 election. The first witness was David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer. He told the jury he helped suppress damaging information about Trump. Also this week, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a different case on whether the former president can be prosecuted for election interference in Washington, or is he protected by presidential immunity. NPR's Carrie Johnson has more.
Donald Trump's lawyer John Sauer took some heat this week for his extreme positions, things like arguing Trump might be able to use the military to mount a coup attempt or to kill a Trump rival. But most of the conservative justices seemed a lot more concerned about tying a future president's hands than about violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021.
NPR's Carrie Johnson reporting. A number of devastating tornadoes struck Nebraska and Iowa yesterday, with the most powerful twister striking suburbs of northwest Omaha. And more severe weather could be on the way across the region this weekend. NPR's Dave Mistich reports.
A tornado that struck the Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska areas toppled a building at an industrial complex in Lancaster County. Police said three people were injured in the collapse at Gardner Industries. Dwayne Johns works at the facility and says there's simply nothing left.
Gone. No rough. No nothing. Everything's in shambles.
Jason Sunday says he served in the military in Iraq and Afghanistan, but those deployments don't compare to the experience of having his home flattened in the Omaha suburb of Elkhorn, only a month after he and his family had moved in.
The noise was so loud. I'm not too afraid to admit it. I was crying like a baby.
The National Weather Service says today's forecast remains ominous as well, with the risk of severe storms across the Midwest. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
This is NPR News. The United Auto Workers Union announced it reached an agreement with Daimler Truck last night, averting a strike. The contract covers more than 7,300 workers at plants in North Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee. Union President Sean Fain says it includes a wage increase of more than 25% over the next 4 years, as well as cost of living adjustments and profit sharing. The agreement must be ratified by the members. Prosecutors in Britain have charged two men with aiding Russia's intelligence agencies. Willem Marx reports this comes after a London business linked to Ukraine was damaged by a fire that may have been deliberately set.
Authorities launched an investigation into the two British men after a warehouse in East London caught fire early this year. Police say gasoline was likely used to accelerate the fire. Public records show the building's owned by a Ukrainian couple who live in London, and prosecutors have called it a, quote, Ukrainian-linked commercial property. Counterterrorism officers have led the inquiry and accused Jake Reeves of accepting money that he knew had come from an overseas intelligence service. The second man, Dylan Earle, is charged with arson, fraud, and attempts to recruit individuals to help carry out acts on behalf of a foreign intelligence service in order to, quote, benefit the Russian state. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx in London.
South Africa is marking the end of apartheid. It was 30 years ago today the country held democratic elections to end the systematic process that sanctions discrimination against the non-white majority by the white minority. On that day, black South Africans were able to pick their leaders for the first time. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.